Joining me on the program now, quite a busy year, a Stanley Cup champion. He is the captain of the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks and also a gold medalist with Team Canada from, of course, the Olympic Winter Games in Vancouver. And part of something Canadian Tire's involved in today, we'll get to that certainly in a second. It is, as mentioned, Jonathan Toews. Jonathan, thanks for doing this today. How are you?
My pleasure, Greg. How are you?
Fantastic. You guys are, you talk about short summers. You thought last summer, the previous summer was short. You go all the way to the conference finals, roll it right back in. But with you, an Olympic camp, an Olympic year, 22 games in the playoffs, and training camp, what, a few weeks away. Have you had any time to sort of digest what it's all meant in the last 12 months?
You know what? Not a whole lot, Greg. It's, I guess that's part of it. Maybe one of the reasons why it's tough to repeat, I guess your time gets taken away quite a bit in the summer, but it's all in good fun. You know, it's part of the experience of winning the Stanley Cup. There's so much going on. And but I guess at a certain point, you got to say, you know, enough's enough. That's last year, and it's time to move on and get ready for the next one. So I think that's what a lot of us are doing at about this point.
Jonathan Toews, our guest. When you look at as well, I hear veterans say all the time, you probably see him say it, guys who are 34, 35, who have won before, they say, you know, training camp, preseason, it's tough to get it going. I'm guessing that's not the case for you. You're only going into your fourth NHL season and just hitting the ice with your guys, hitting the ice even in preseason to play with new players, get used to doing other things. It's still something you can't wait for.
Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what I think we're looking forward to, just because the summer has been so busy. I haven't been on the ice at all, so I'm looking forward to getting back out there and kind of just getting back in the routine of playing hockey, where, you know, you focus on yourself and your team a little bit more once again. So, you know, I think that would be a good thing for all of us, and we're looking forward to getting back there with the boys. And obviously, we did have some tough trades this summer, but I think we're all excited to see what it's going to look like come training camp.
Now, one of the first things that in the summer of Blackhawks, one of the first things that happened is your lake. Tell us a little bit about this in Manitoba and your first reaction to it. Were you, you know, it takes you a while probably to stop blushing, thinking, I got a lake named after me, but, you know, it doesn't get much cooler than that, I suppose.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty awesome. I mean, you know, it was just funny how many people knew about it right away. I had people texting me and calling me from Chicago, and so I was just really wondering, like, how far did this spread already? So not many people get a chance to do something like that, and I think it was a cool thought from, you know, the Premier's office in Manitoba. So it was cool. I'm gonna have to make it up there one of these days. I don't know when. It obviously won't be this summer, but it's a little ways from Winnipeg too. It's up north of Flin Flon, so I'll have my work cut out for me trying to get up there.
Well, that dude that handed you the Stanley Cup, Gary Bettman, if he gets a team back in Winnipeg, you guys can forget the Hilton. You stay you stay up on the lake when you're playing the new NHL team in Winnipeg on a road trip.
I think that'd be a good team trip. Just go up there and relax, do some fishing, and just get away from everything. It'd be a good thing.
Now that was a good part for you. Your teammate Patrick Kane. Better headlines than last summer, but last week he was stuck in a fire bucket. When did you first find out about this? Did you get texted a picture, and when did you stop laughing about this particular incident?
Well, I still haven't seen the picture or the video. I tried to find it online. I actually just spoke with Dan Rosen of the NHL, of NHL.com, who was actually there. And, he said it was pretty hilarious. So he wanted a comment from me. So I pretty much just said, you know, it serves him right. And, you know, they probably should have left him up there all day. So, I don't know. I guess he was pretty scared of heights too, so he was shaking when he came down, I guess.
Jonathan Toews is joining us. Canadian Tire, of course, the past 90 years have been outfitting kids and adults with hockey sticks, helmets, pads, all the equipment. You can also win a great chance to be part of an exciting camp in Winnipeg, CanadianTireHockeyschool.ca. We'll talk more about that, as mentioned, in a sec. You mentioned the different chemistry and makeup of your team, but you've known this for a while. There's guys your age, there's guys younger that are coming up that you're going to see, whether it's a Jack Skilly, whether it's a Brian Bickle, whether it's a Kim Alou. There is young talent in your system, and with the trades that have been made, they're going to get the chance, if not this year, certainly next.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right, but we probably won't be seeing a Kim Alou, though.
He's moved. That's right. He went to Atlanta. That's right.
So, but no, yeah, definitely is a good point. We have a lot of young guys that I think because of the depth of our team the last couple of years, haven't got that chance to play and show what they can do full-time at the NHL level. So, you know, I think we'll be ready to see what these guys can do. And you know, these guys are fresh and ready to go. I mean, it's it was a quick summer for a lot of us that were there for the whole grind of last year. But, you know, again, we'll be a different team this year, but we'll be equally excited to get back to the playoffs. And I think, you know, if top to bottom, you see what can happen. Doesn't matter if you're first or eighth. Once you get back to the playoffs, anything can happen. So that's our number one goal for now.
The Stanley Cup winning captain, Jonathan Toews, joining us on the Greg Brady Show. Antti Niemi, your starting goalie. Now, you'll play against him somewhere, that's for sure. He's too damn good a goalie not to be somewhere. Marty Turco looks like will be your starting goalie. You would have loved to have kept Niemi with you guys, but like you said, part of the business, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what it is. And again, he's, you know, got his own needs and things he's got to look out for as a player and a person. You understand that. And as a team, we'd love to have him back this year. But again, we're extremely excited about, you know, Marty Turco coming in and what it's like to play against a guy like that. It's never easy. He's pretty much like a third defenseman out there with the way he moves the puck. And, you know, he's made some pretty big highlight saves against me before and saves I'll never forget. So it's nice to have him on our side now. And I think he's a, you know, experienced guy who's ready to be on a team that I think is ready to win. So it'll be fun to see you know how he helps us this year.
You won't play your former teammate and noted rapper Christopher Stieg until March 5th when you guys are in Toronto. Give Maple Leaf fans a sense what they'll see from him on the ice, what he meant to your team, and what he could mean here in Toronto.
Well, he's one of those guys that you know he's so calm and so patient with the puck that. You know, he might look like he's out of options and where a lot of players would just throw the puck away or dump it in. And he'll do some things that'll surprise you, and you'll kind of do a double take and ask yourself, you know, did he just do that? You know, he's so skilled with the puck that doesn't matter who you put him with, you know, first, second, third line, whatever, he's going to go out there and create offense and you know, get the fans out of their seats for sure.
Detroit obviously going to be a threat again in the division. A guy, you know, you playing hockey at North Dakota, you know, you slip in, play against the Gophers in Minnesota, right, you know, very close geographically. You know, Mike Modano, beloved in Minnesota, had gone down to Dallas. He's now a Red Wing. The Wings have added a couple other pieces. You know, they'll be looking to get back what they feel maybe you guys took from them, a chance to go to the finals.
Yeah. Again, that's it's going to be tough. There's going to be a lot of competition. You even look at our own division, especially with Columbus, it's going to be strong again, and St. Louis and Nashville are only going to get stronger as well. So there's a lot of competition with some of these teams around us, and it never ends. So we know that we have our own challenges as a team to make sure that we're ready to go this year. And but again, you know, nothing's going to be handed to us to get back to where we were last year, and we know we're going to have to work for it, so we're excited about that.
Before we let you go and talk about what you're doing today, I'll ask you about the World Cup of Hockey. That's apparently coming back. They haven't had it for 7 years, since 2004, you know, long before you were even in college. But it got to be exciting, the notion of not only does your season not get broken up, the Olympics are something special, but to be able to start the season with that kind of hockey, to play the U.S., to play Russia here on North American soil in a tournament like that with a lot of the guys that you just played with in Vancouver, that'll be an exciting reunion a year from now.
Well, it would be absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I just remember growing up watching that, those types of competitions, especially, you know, when U.S. beat Canada not too long ago there. Mm-hmm. And you know, the rivalries and the you know, the competition, I think that's where it's born, is in tournaments like that. So it'd be an awesome thing to be a part of a tournament like that.
You're a Winnipeg guy. We mentioned Canadian Tire. They're all over the place in the GTA and elsewhere for people listening online. Tell us what you're involved in today, not just with the NHL Skills Camp, but the NHL announcing today they're the league's official sporting goods retailer.
Well, it's absolutely amazing. And as a hockey player and a person, I couldn't ask for a better fit as far as you know, being in a partnership with a company like Canadian Tire and what they're going to do for hockey across Canada over the next 5 years, you know, their partnership with the NHL, everything they're going to be doing, the Jumpstart program, which I'll be a big part of is really going to help young kids who don't have the necessary means to you know, purchase equipment. And, you know, it'll help those kids get that opportunity to play hockey. And for a lot of families and kids out there that that have a lot of questions about what equipment to buy or just, you know, how to prepare for a hockey game or tons of different things like that. There'll be a lot of information on the website. I'll be a part of their hockey camps. And it'll just be a special thing to kind of, you know, throw out my own ideas and really be a big part of stuff like that when I'm helping kids get better at hockey and get the chance to play as well. Because, you know, if I had something like that as a kid too, I think it would have made a huge difference for me.
Great message. Now, very last thing, Ben Eager, part of the deal to go to Atlanta, Dustin Byfuglien there, Akeem Alou, as you corrected me exactly, is there. Who next year, you see the Flyers in the Stanley Cup final and Pronger takes the puck again. You got to be the guy to go after and get the puck. You don't have Ben anyway. You're Olympic buddies with Pronger. He'll give it back to you this time.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think he even goes to get the puck the next time. So he saw what happened last time. Eager got the puck, the one game, sent the message there in game five, and you know, that was the end of the story. So
yeah, Jonathan, great pleasure having you on, and congratulations on just such a memorable 12 months that you gave Canadians and obviously the folks in your city in Chicago. Thanks so much for doing this, and great job as well being part of this program with Canadian Tire. We appreciate it.
Thanks again, Greg. Talk to you soon.